brother. It's time that we stand up and be counted for the glory and honor of Jesus. Not for my glory, Brother Carl, not for your, but for the glory and honor of Jesus. A young man today, I love you. I watched you for a long time. And I want to tell you something. The Lord is going to come back. Brother Kenny. Oh, today. And he said, if you're innocent in your sins, or I am, you cannot appear. Brother John, that's the way it is. Somebody may not like that. But I want you to know that I'm not in my sin. The inward man has been set free. Brother Junior, I'm a free man today because God sent his son here to die for me. Brother Kenny, he didn't just die for me. And Brother John, but he died for the sin, S-I-N, of the whole world. Not sins, brother, but sin. Somebody said, why don't he say sins? Because it's all including unbelief, brother. Sin is unbelief, brother. And today, Brother William, I want you to know, Brother Jim, that I love Jesus more today.
Thank you, Lord.
Than I did yesterday. Yesterday, what about you? What about you, Brother Carl? I've got news for you all. Brother Leonard, if you don't go, and I believe you're going, if you don't go, Brother Burl, I'm still want to go, don't you? Brother William, why do you want to go? Because I want to see a man called Jesus. But I want to tell you something. I'm going beyond him. Brother Marvin, somebody said, how you go beyond Jesus? I want to see the Father. Don't you, Brother Carl? Today, and when I seen the Father, I know I made it home. There ain't no doubt about it, Brother John. Somebody said, Brother Terry, why are you doing what you're doing? Brother Junior, I often tell them, I don't go to church every Wednesday night and every Sunday to get exercise, Brother Marvin. Somebody said, why do you go then? Brother Marvin, I got up early this morning and walked 2 miles for exercise. But you know why I come to church today? I don't worship my God and my Savior Jesus Christ today. Brother Keith, why do you go out? How do you go out to sea? Just the reed shaking in the wind.
No, sir.
No, brother. A bruised reed. He would not hurt. Or smoking flag, brother. No. Today, Brother William, today, Jesus loves you today. Yeah. So I'm trying to quit and let my brethren come. I very rarely preach here. But I'm glad. Brother William. Brother, it's time we draw close to one another. Yeah. The Bible said we ought to draw close. It's time we put things aside, Brother Junior, that don't pertain to this right here. Somebody said, our old brother knew what they were writing when he said, we believe the Old and New Testament to be the written word of God. And Brother Junior, and the only rules of what, brother? Faith and practice. I not include the practice, but they did, brother. Brethren, they knew ahead of time, by the way, and there would be problems. You know what Paul said? He told him, he said, I hear there's division among you. And I thought he was he talking about the world, brother? He was talking about the church. Brother. Brethren, the world is united among themselves, yeah. Brother John. But the church,
that's the truth.
There's division among them. Why is there division, Brother John? Because of man and man's ways.
Yeah.
But you know what, brother? Brother Marvin, there may be different points of doctrine that you understand that I don't understand. Like old brother, I want you to know. We used to have a picture of it. I said, listen to them, brethren, talk. and I didn't know what they were saying. But every now and then, Brother Junior, I'd look up and see the tears roll out of his eyes. And he'd begin to cry. And the other brother may begin to cry. And Brother John, I said, why are they crying? Aren't they happy, Brother Martin? And they were happy, and I didn't understand. You know, but there come a day, you know what? I'm trying to quit, but you know what? Today, there come a day in my life, Brother Martin, that somebody come along that Daddy told me about. And his name was Satan. And you know, and I'm 16 years old. And somebody said, you wasn't that old. I was, Brother Martin. And right in my mom and dad's living room, Brother Keith, here comes Satan along. And he said, I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. And you know what I did? I followed him. But you know what? I want you to know, every time I went to do something wrong, there was a voice there that said, don't you do that. And I remember that voice. And that voice followed me, Brother William. Somebody said it didn't follow me. Like I heard Brother William say, I preached when he said where him and his brother was in a place. And he said, let's get up and get out of here. Brother, why, Brother William? Because you've been convicted of being in there. Today. Brother John, don't you never doubt Mom and Dad's word convicted me.
Sure.
But there was a man that convicted me stronger than that.
Yeah. Amen.
His name was Jesus. And he convicted me. And I died that day when I was 16 years old. Somebody said, you didn't die, Brother Terry. I sure did die that day. Yes, you know what, Clara? I died that day. Oh, but one day at mile marker 146, and I was born again, Brother Junior. And I'm not going to die no more. I'm going to someday, Brother Carl. Lord, I feel good here today.
Yeah, Lord.
And you know what, Brother Carl? Someday, Brother William, they'll roll me up here or somewhere, Brother Keith. Yes, and they'll speak kind words, maybe evil words. I don't know. But you know what? I won't know a thing about it. Because the real man is already
born. Brother
Martin. How many years we went together?
Yeah, brother.
How many years we've been together?
Yeah.
Even though we've been separated.
Thank
even in the flesh, a time we're still together.
Yeah, brother.
Another way in the day. Oh, somebody said, oh, today, we're not in correspondence. Right now we are.
Yeah, we are.
No man says we ain't, Brother John, because how can two walk together except they agree? Brethren, how can two walk together except they agree? What should we agree on, brethren?
Christ.
One thing, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what we should agree on. Yes, today, brethren, I understand.
Sometimes
there's things that I believe, Brother Keith. There's things that I feel I understand, Brother Junior, that I don't discuss with nobody, Brother, because it would disturb their mind. How do you know it disturbed their mind? It's already disturbed mine enough, I know.
Amen.
Brother John, and today, oh, so I want you to know, I can say Happy Easter, or whatever you want me to say about this day. But I want you to know, when that woman went to look for her, I looked for him, Brother.
Yeah.
I want you to know how she loved him.
Yeah.
Brother Carl, but what did he say? Don't you understand? Why seek ye the living and tombs of the dead? Somebody said, where did you see him? Oh, she saw him.
Yeah.
Brother Martin. But at first she didn't understand who he was. She thought he was a gardener.
Yes,
but you know what? Oh, Lord, Brother Keith.
Bless your heart. Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know, Brother Martin, when she spoke, when he spoke to her, he called her my name. Did he not? I want you to know she said something back to him. Rabboni, which hasn't been interpreted what I call Master today. Oh, today, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, Brother William, my Lord, my Lord. Lord. You've got up, I know now. All right, the other apostle, I saw him too, all except for one. And you know what? And he didn't believe he was there. He didn't believe he'd rose, did he not? Doubting the call, they give old Thomas a hard way to go. Brother Junior, but if the others hadn't been there, we'd been just like him, Martin. But Thomas said, all he told him, said, he's risen. Brother Keith, he's risen. Brother Scott, but Thomas said, no, I won't believe he's risen unless I want to put my finger in the nail holes in his hand. Unless I thrust my hand in his spear hole. Oh, come here, Thomas, come here. And today, and what did he say? Did he push his finger in his hole? No, did he put his hand in the spear hole? And today, but you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to quit. Brother William, you know what? I said, Thomas, yeah, you believed. Because why? Because you've seen. But blessed is he that I've not seen, and yet doth believe. I ain't seen him, Brother William. Have you seen him, Brother Junior? No, have you, Brother Marvin? Have you, Brother Kenny? No, you haven't seen him. He was talking about us, brother. We hadn't seen him yet, but we do believe in the day. Oh, Brother Terry, what do you believe? What do you believe, Brother? Brother Jim, I believe that Christ died, and I believe that he went to the tomb, and I believe he got up on the third and appointed morning.
Come out of there.
And I believe he went back to heaven. Don't you? What did he go there for? Why did he go to heaven, Brother William? He went there to make intercession. For who, brother?
Yes,
just for anybody, brother. That's not what the book says. And the Bible says for the same.
Yes, sir.
Is that right or wrong, brother?
Yes,
and today, so therefore, when you get a mind, pray for Brother Terry and pray for Brother Junior. Sometimes we have a hard way to go, Brother Junior.
That's
right. But call me and put pressure on you because of certain things. But here's what I said today. Let God, let every man be liar, but God
true. Right.
That's what I say, Brother Carl. Right. So therefore, you know what? It's not always the strong one that stays and fights all the time. Sometimes the stronger one must go on. Jesus was a stronger one. He had to go on, brother. But he finished his job while he was here. Don't you never doubt it. But he was getting ready to leave, Brother Carl. And you know what he said? I know you're going to be sad that I'm gone, but I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray to my Father. He knew they were going to be sad, didn't he not, Brother John? Yes, you're going to be sad that I'm gone. But here's what I'm going to do for you because I love you. I'm going to pray to the Father. What will He do? He'll send you another comforter, which is what, brother? Well, brother, come on. Which is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Today, we studied this the other night. Yeah, you mean you have Bible study here? We have it here. I have it at my home, brother. Oftentimes I get it, and Brother Junior, and I lay it up on my knee, and I begin to study. And sometimes my old dad's Bible, that's stained, Brother Marvin, I can see the pages that he loves so much, They got a thumbprint here, and they're yellowed over where they touched them. You pick up the old songbooks, Brother Marvin, and you'll find a thumbprint in the old song, Brother Junior, that they used to sing. Did you ever look at it? On purpose, I do. Sometimes grace is a charming sound. There's a little thumbprint there. And you know, there's a little thumbprint on every one of the old books that they sang out of. And we've left them, Brother Marvin. We've left them. It's time we get back, brother, to the grace song and the power of God's today. It's time we sang glory to Jesus. My glory to me. My glory to mommy and daddy. I love them, Brother Marvin. time. But it's time that we glorify Jesus.
Yes. Yeah,
more than we do anything else. Brother Junior, I don't know whether I will be able to quit or not. But I want you to know today, I hear, I get pretty bold in the spirit, Brother Marvin. It's time that we sing song that please Jesus more than it pleased the flesh, brother. Whether you like it or not, brother. That's what I'm putting out today. Oh, today it's time that we have today draw near to God. And there's only one way that He'll draw near to you. It's draw near to Him, brother. Draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto thee. You have not because why? You ask not.
Yeah.
You have not, and you receive not because why?
Yeah.
You ask amiss. You didn't believe it to start with.
Yeah.
I often said this, and I'm going to.